So I'll call the meeting, is that ready?
Yeah.
Call the meeting to order. This is the Municipal Budget Committee. Today is the 17th of December, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now first I have to explain about Zoom tonight.
Rebecca's not available.
But it just turns out that somehow our Zoom meeting got canceled.
For tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was all set up, and I had the password and everything.
Yeah.
And then somehow it got canceled. So Linda was going to go back in, but if she set it up again, it would have a different password. And
I wouldn't worry about it.
So anyway, we're not going to be on Zoom tonight.
Well, it's kind of a meeting for us with the questions anyway.
Well, I didn't think, Linda was all concerned, and I said, you know, probably nobody would be there anyway.
No.
So anyway, we don't have Zoom tonight.
On nights we get people to attend, they don't come.
I doubt they'd come tonight.
They won't, that's all that matters.
That's right.
Okay. So let's begin. We have 45 minutes and we're out of here.
Yes.
Even if somebody is in the middle of a sentence.
How do you want to start?
I'll start with Josh's questions because he sent them to me, and if I don't start, I'll probably forget.
Well, is he not coming tonight?
No, he can't.
Josh isn't coming, and Stephanie's not coming. What am I doing? I have no clue. Oh, the minutes. You sent me the minutes this time. Okay. We'll deal with the minutes next time. We're not going to. Let's see. Josh. Here's Josh's question. Okay, his first question is, what is the new town inventory evaluation? And we have that number. I sent it to you.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
It's almost $1 billion. Just under $1 billion, I think.
Right here. It's going to be on this, isn't it?
$933,314,973.
Okay, you got 933 million.
Oh, this isn't the
914,973.
That's the current value. The value total. This total town
inventory of total town, is that the name?
That's what he. That was he says. What is the new town inventory evaluation?
Commercial and home.
That's everybody who gets a tax bill. Okay. Yeah, so that's everybody.
Okay,
but last night I thought it wasn't done.
What?
That's what Andrea said, that he's still not done doing it.
Not done doing what?
The assessing.
The assessor isn't done completely
what?
Assessing, which we don't
that's
understand how that can happen.
Not be done?
That's what I asked.
The bills already went out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Let's not. That's not our issue tonight. Tonight we stick. We have a very narrow window.
So that's it.
Based on the recently mailed tax bills, how much revenue is the town and the school expected to reap? So I would say you take that number and you multiply by the tax rate, and that would be the answer. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does he talk about revenue from tax money also?
This is what he says. Based on the recently mailed tax bills, so this is just from the taxes, not from other sources of income, how much revenue is the town and school expected to reap? What's the tax rate?
12.86.
So if you take that and multiply.
So it'd be $12,860,000 roughly, if it's $1 billion.
That's not enough.
Not enough.
Well, you think about it. No, you think about it, son.
It will be if we cut the budget enough.
We also have
sounds
to pay.
A narrow target,
we right? also have to pay county and statewide property tax.
You must have figured that out. The Board of Selectmen has to figure that out.
But the budget that we get doesn't include money from the state or the federal government for anything, right?
Sometimes we see that, like block grants.
But the revenue is taken into account when the tax bill comes out. We don't just not use it. It goes towards lowering this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I guess 12 million. I don't know why I'm doing the math. It's 12 million.
It's about 12 million.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, about 12 million. Okay, is the full-time officer's line in the town default budget be based on the number of actual officers that were employed or number budgeted for last year? It's what was budgeted for last year. The default budget...
That's why she had to change it.
...is based on what was budgeted for last year.
That's why she changed the default.
Is there state guidance on this subject? I don't know.
Yeah, there is. I actually looked that up. We can't include anybody that's supposed to have a raise next year. We shouldn't have included for the default. They said you can't do that, and I can...
No, I know that's true. We know that. Only if it's contractual.
Does everybody know it?
Well,
because I thought that question was asked.
Oh.
If the people who got raises, did you include their raises? And the answer was yes. For the default.
In the default. Oh.
No, that's not, it shouldn't be in the default.
I know it shouldn't be.
Okay, so we don't, that's it. We know that. We're going quickly tonight.
Can that be a question, though?
Yeah.
Will the default budget be changed? If it's been included, it should be removed.
Well, yeah, it has to be correct. It goes to the DRA. It goes to the DRA to check, but yeah. Is there state guidance on this subject? Well, yeah, absolutely. It goes to DRA, and DRA reviews our default budget to make sure it's correct. Now, this question, we don't know the answer to. What would be the amount necessary to fund 6 full-time officers? So do we want to send that question to the police department?
Yes, because I also have
you vote
some
yes.
on the police.
How many people say yes?
Oh, I respect all the questions.
Me too.
Okay, well, if it's about the red shoes, it's not going. Okay, so question number one is, what would be the... to fund 6 full-time officers. Okay, so that takes care of Josh's question. Okay, who wants to go next?
I will.
Okay.
And I'll stick with the police department since you started questioning
okay.
on that. So where I'm coming from, I want to just give a brief explanation. They're up 16.44%, which is about $137,000, the increase from last year to this year. Right now, he's staffed with 3 full-time, 5 part-time, no ACO, and 1 admin. I went and looked back in a look back of the past 5 years. What the chief wants is 7 full-time, 5 part-timers. In a 5-year look back, there was only 1 year that we had 7 offices and 1 to 2 part-time offices. He wants 7 plus 5. Historically, we've never seen those numbers before. But also in the letter that the chief gave us with his explanation, it's, quote, to match state, national, and peer department sizes like Candia Police Department, we should have 9 total offices. So why is he asking for 12? Because 7 full-time, 5 part-time is 12. So one of my questions for the chief is, when he explains that we should have a total of 9, why is he requesting 12?
Wait.
Okay.
I have to write. I can't. Okay, does everybody want to go forward with this?
Yes. I think if somebody's got a question.
Yes. No.
Well, if somebody has a question and we think it's
stupid.
Stupid. Yeah. Excuse me. I was trying to think of a nice word.
No.
Okay.
I see it the way it is.
We're not nice
frivolous.
In hour-long meetings.
Frivolous. Frivolous is
okay,
the word I want.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, okay. Tell me when I can go.
He says we need 12 officers?
9.
He is asking for 12, but in his explanation to us, it said nationally, state, and peer department sizes like Candia, we should have 9 total officers. That's what I quoted his sentence. But in his math that the chief desires, 7 full-time, 5 part-time.
7
And historically, we've only had 1 year where we had 7 offices out of 5 years.
And that included part-time?
You should have.
1 to 2 part-time.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right, I got that question.
Okay, so I would really like to understand in the budget, what is a part-time employee? Are we paying fringe benefits, and how many hours are they actually hired for? So what is a part-time? He wants 5 part-timers. What is a part-time officer, and are we paying fringe on that?
No, we don't pay any retirement. Well, wait, no, I take that back. I don't know about retirement. They don't get health insurance. They don't get, but I don't know about retirement.
So we pay FICA?
Oh, yeah, we pay everybody. Absolutely.
But we're also probably paying into the retirement fund.
I don't know. I don't know that.
That's a good question.
I would like
to ask
that.
Okay.
Are we paying for the part-timers?
Just an hourly wage, or are they getting benefits?
I get retirement.
I call fringe benefits. I meant
they
retirement.
Don't get benefits. Yeah. They might be getting retirement.
Yeah, that we pay into.
And I believe it's under 30.
And I think they all vary and how much they're needed. I don't think they have a set schedule.
But he's budgeted. If he is paying into the retirement, how does he know if they're...
Does PT get retirement that we pay into? Okay. So should I ask how many hours, how many part-time hours is he budgeting for?
Yeah, that would be great. For on a weekly basis. Because, again, historically we've always had 1 to 2 part-time. He's got 5 now. So, so they're in the police line. Yeah, I saw that.
Next question?
Okay, on the police line, there is a prosecution services.
Yeah.
That we're budget, we went up to 17.5. I would like to understand that money. What are we prosecuting in town? What is...
Criminals.
For what?
Well,
they're not for speeders.
Well, if you commit a crime, if you commit a crime, you need a prosecutor. We don't have a prosecutor.
But he's budgeting $17,000, and maybe people don't agree with that. I just am curious, why are we budgeting $17,000? Crime in Candia?
Using it, though.
No,
well,
he only
breaks into your house.
$12,000.
Yeah, somebody
robs
you.
Somebody steals your car, or somebody hits you over the head with a rock.
So we're prosecuting things like that.
Yes. Of course, yeah.
Okay. I kind of look at this as rape Mayberry RFD. the next guy. So we won't ask that question.
Okay.
The next question is gasoline line is budgeted for $18,500. I would like to know what is the price per gallon that he's estimating, because the price has dropped.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know what is the gallon cost that he's estimating that he needs $18,500.
Okay. Well, you have 7 employees, or 12.
he's anticipating, but he doesn't.
Yeah, but they don't have that.
They don't
vehicles.
All have cars.
No.
I mean, some they share cars.
I just wanted to know how's he getting up with that $18,500? It's pure gas.
Okay.
My next question.
Okay, you're gonna have an hour. Okay.
No, I know it's not. It's not the Brenda hour. I want to share.
No, I said you got a half hour. You're okay.
Okay.
The frangible ammo line, which is not a lot of money, but Ryan might understand this question. Frangible ammo is known to cost nearly 50% more than training ammo. Where are our offices training to require frangible ammo? Are they indoor or outdoor training? My question is, yep, it's not a lot of money, it's $4,000, but if they aren't if they're training outdoors, they don't need frangible ammo, and it would cost less. That is a line that could be tweaked a little bit.
So you want to know where...
Where are they training?
They training.
That requires frangible ammo. So are they indoor or outdoor training?
How do you spell frangible?
FRANGIBLE.
Just like it sounds. Okay. Okay, next question.
The ACO position has been eliminated. could we get an explanation for why he still wants $2,653? I mean, one of them is part of the ACO. Let me find that line. It was like uniforms. I just would like, I think some money could come out of that line. As I'm twirling.
It's at the very beginning, I think. The
ACO is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So, just for everybody, $150 for uniforms, software, $300, rabies prevention, $300, seminars and training, $200, maintenance and repair, $500. For what? $450 for ACO gasoline, $150. When I read the chief's explanation for how he was going to manage animal control in town, he was going to be referring people to the SPCA.
Okay, how much money are you talking about there?
$2,653.
$2,653.
I would love to have Chief Chad come and talk with us, too. That would be kind of nice.
He might on the 22nd.
That would be nice.
Okay.
I have a question for the welfare director stipend. What changed to increase the stipend? I thought we've had several conversations over the years.
It didn't increase.
She did. It did increase. and there was a question next to it of going up to $7,500, but it didn't go in. Here it
no,
is.
No, she asked for that, and she didn't get it.
So the welfare director stipend was $5,887. It's now $6,034. I thought she was going to do a time study to justify.
Is that the 2.5%?
I didn't say.
She's actually already over that this year. She's up at $6,100 this year.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't turn the page. So is that her that's up to 7,622 and that's 2%, 2.13%?
Yes, that's her. That's the whole thing.
So $7,000.
So you want to know why she got a raise?
I thought she was on a stipend, so she doesn't get COLA, correct?
So yeah, they give COLAs to the stipend employees. Yeah.
I'm sorry, which line am I looking at?
The welfare.
It's the page 8 to 9.
So the budget was 5887. I don't know how 6122 was met.
But,
oh, welfare.
Look at it. Go back. I don't know how that line got overspent.
Right.
And then it went down again.
But that's just her stipend, correct?
Right.
That's the
just
stipend
on the
line.
Stipend line.
Okay, so. Do you see that line, guys,
yeah,
on page
the very
eight?
Last line.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So she spent 61, was budgeted 58.
I don't know how that happened.
How did that happen? Right. It's a stipend.
I don't know who's her liaison. I don't know.
Russ. Russ is her liaison.
Okay, I do know that.
Could we ask that clarification on that, though?
Okay, so what number am I?
Next question's for the highway. The highway department, my question for him is, where is the beaver deceiver equipment? Is it in use? If not, why not? And what is wildlife management for $10,000 if the beaver deceiver equipment is in play? And if it isn't, why isn't it? Because the town did pay for money for that.
Well, I know the $10,000 is mostly trapping the beavers.
So I'd like to understand, why did we buy the beaver deceiver?
Maybe he did that before it was installed. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll ask.
Could we ask that? Where is it? Is it in use? If not, why? And why are we paying for wildlife management if it is in play?
Okay.
So last night, the cemetery encumbered about $18,000 for tree removal. They also are budgeted for tree removal this year, and it was, I believe it's $16,000. Cemetery. Yep, $16,000. So my question for them is, $18,000, what is the scope of work? Because Mark Chelbeck noted two big trees that is going to be crane work. Huh. How is that going to affect?
Okay, so they, wait, let me
they see. Encumbered $18,000.
Wait. They.
And he said it was for the tree removal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has to have a contract. He can't encumber unless he has a contract.
Northern Tree. He has a contract.
He has to have a specific contract. He encumbered $18,000.
Yep.
And then what's in the budget?
So, and now they're, well, that was, yeah, they're encumbering from last year. They're asking for an additional $16,000 for more tree removal. So my question is, if he encumbered, how much is the removal from the encumbrances this year going to affect the $16,000? Because that's an area that I was going to recommend a decrease in.
Okay. And hurry up, you got 20 minutes, then you've got other people here that might
default
have questions.
Budget. I know, you love to mute me, don't you?
Well, we're getting out of here at 6:45. Like I said, even if somebody's in, because there's somebody else with has a meeting here at 7.
6:45.
Yeah.
I thought it was about 6:55, but okay. So my next question would be, when are we receiving the actual default budget?
Was it in that packet of stuff I just gave you?
I didn't see it. Did anybody else see it?
I just gave it tonight.
No, I know, but people were sitting there, they might have looked at it.
I don't see
the default
budget. It
just says updated.
Yeah.
What about MSDTB?
This is updated to the 6% that was voted in.
Right.
Instead of the
correct
five.
From last night, yeah.
So is it the default budget, the 2024 budget?
No.
This is the 2025 budget.
Yeah. Correct. The default budget is last year's budget with the increase.
But I still, it's a question.
Well, I'll go ahead and ask what the default budget is, because it might be in there. I don't know. I haven't gone through every piece of paper.
I don't see it.
The default.
You don't see it? Okay.
No. It has to go line by line.
And I would like an explanation on the default budget, not just a dollar number, because there was a mistake of $5,000 put in there, so I would like to know what is it consisted of.
Well, we'll get a copy of the MS whatever that they sent it to DRA. I'm not saying you have it now.
She wants one of these with the default on it, right?
No, I just wanted an explanation.
I'm curious because I think the raises are in it incorrectly.
Okay, so let's get the detail, please.
Well, we have to sign it. We sign off on it every year.
I just want to understand what I'm signing, though. And she's just going to give us a number that doesn't work.
What's the name of that form? Do you remember?
I think.
Is it the MS-27?
No, it's right here. For the town. It's the MS-1
is
for the town.
MSDTB?
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Yes. Is it the MS-1 that is where they figure out the default budget? Because they have all the lines on there.
Yes. But again, I've got the MS-1. This isn't default, is it? And they keep saying the DRA figures it out. They don't figure it out.
That's what this one is.
This is 2025, so that's not even it.
We got that tonight.
Right. That can't be it.
Okay, I'll just say we need details.
Yeah, just if she could give this.
This is it, actually. It's that 3967 was our budget last year.
What is it, on the second page?
4039. On the last page.
Where did you get that?
We all have
what? Page 6?
It's on the, page 5.
Page 5. Default budget, 4039354. There it is.
Yeah, that's the number she gave us last
prior night. Year, increases, and then one-time appropriations. Okay, there it is, yeah.
Where's the detail?
What?
Right. Where's the detail?
Right here.
4 million.
What all this is. It's last year's budget.
So if I looked at all these numbers, I'm going to come up with $4 million. Doesn't
Rayla,
look
I think
like
you want to look at the reduction or increases line.
You want to look at, yeah, so...
So the election's down 6,000, insurance is
pest control. Yeah, so if you look at, say, reductions or increases, that's the 71,000.
What page?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Column 3.
Yeah. Column 4.
So, yeah, here's a reduction, here's an increase.
Okay, so the dollar that I start with, where is... So you're saying reductions and increases, but what budget number
okay,
am I starting
with? Start at page 5.
It's that's starting with the 2024 budget.
And then the first column is the reductions and increases.
Yeah, so that's the 2024 budget, plus a total of 71 of increases gives you the default budget.
And then this is going to give me the detail of...
Well, if you just look at the columns
right?
on the previous page.
Yeah,
okay.
So all these are the details.
Specifically, but...
Okay, so this should answer that question
yeah,
then.
Yeah, great. So that's... I'll cross that off.
So the police, it says reduction or increases of 29,000. That can't be.
That
can't be.
No.
That's why I'm saying I think the default is incorrect.
Okay.
But it says, because I just read it on the workshop that we took. I just read the rules on that. And you can't take increases in someone's pay and put it in the default unless it's a contractual obligation.
Right.
And that's not.
So this
these cops, the
4210 is New Hampshire retirement. That's what's driving
it. No, look right here, public safety on
yeah.
this first
so
page.
On the last page, though, it gives you the reason why there's the increase or decrease. The very last page.
I see it.
So
it's the retirement.
Police is line 4210. And it says
okay.
the reason is New Hampshire
okay.
retirement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
so
we know is that the rate, the percentage
yeah.
went up, which is contractual.
So the 29,000 is the retirement. It's got to be higher than that.
Yeah. It does.
We give 30%.
It was an estimate of 180,000
yeah.
in for retirement.
Well, that's the increase over the previous year.
But
it's last year's
20,
budget
right.
plus the increase. The
you
29.
Can't increase on people who aren't hired yet. You can't increase the retirement if they haven't
right.
been hired.
They're ghost employees.
But the retirement budget last year was 151, and this year
180.
It's 180, and that's 29,000. That's the 29,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're using last year's number with this year's percentage.
But the percentage that we got, is it for 7 full-time offices and 5 part-time?
It's last year's number. The default has to be last year's budgeted amount.
Plus what's the
no
29,000?
The difference between the retirement fund.
The percentage. The percentage
for the current
difference.
Staff or for
last year? It has
no
to be
other,
last
there's
year.
There's no other, the 29,000, that's the only thing on here.
Right.
That's
yeah.
contractual.
Yeah, because we
anything
have to pay the increase.
Anything else is not because they haven't
right.
been hired.
So
well,
that 29,000 is from last year's employees that we had to pay in this year.
That's a question to
well,
just
no,
ask
they
if any raises
the,
are in there.
The state increased
the percentage
that
yes.
we have to pay into the retirement, and that's the
from what to what? I thought it was still 30%.
No, they increased
31
it.
Point something.
It went from 27
oh,
to 32 or something.
It's
so
not
it's
that's
last,
the only contractual thing.
Yeah, it's
that.
Last year's wage line
okay.
with the increase in the percentage that's required.
Okay, with no new hires added.
No,
correct.
With
okay.
just last the
yes.
wage line we had last year.
Okay.
So they can back charge us from the previous year.
No.
No.
The default budget
is for next
is
year.
For next year.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
we have to pay the percentage next year, but we use last year's wage line.
Okay, still as clear as mud to me because we have a completely different staff. So.
Doesn't matter. It matters. On the default budget, all you do is look at last year's number. If everybody left and we had one person, you still would use last year's number for the default budget.
It's hypothetically like no one left.
It's or like
or
yeah.
no one got added.
Nobody
got
added.
Like
or no one got added.
It's last year's budget,
yep.
the way it is, without considering. People came and went and
okay. So any kind of reductions that we make in 2025's budget on the 22nd, that's not going to affect the default budget. The default budget's the default budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's based on last
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
While we're on it, can you just clarify that this does not the default does not include any raises for anybody. Can you just ask that question?
I mean, the only things they list here, they say there's only one election per year, not two. Yeah. Power rental.
No, I see what she has here.
Insurance premium increases, positions eliminated, New Hampshire retirement, and a waste management contract.
Positions eliminated?
Oh, 4414.
Is that the ACO?
That's the only one that's been eliminated, right?
Pest control, yeah.
Yeah.
Pest control? Oh, the ACO.
4410. So the default. Yeah, the default budget is exactly what was budgeted last year.
And she's the only position that's been eliminated.
Six changes.
That's the animal.
Animal control, yeah.
Yeah, so the FICA, that should go with it, because that'll go away, the FICA.
So you're just concerned about no raises were included in that default budget?
Yes.
That they're getting this year that aren't included in the default budget?
They shouldn't be.
Right, okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes?
Quick one. Page 8, town officers' expenses. Under town administrator, that number is just the administrator's salary. Am I right there?
What number?
Town administrator.
The 2024 budget was 83,932.
And now it's 93.
Yeah, that's the salary.
That's just the salary, just right? There's nothing else included in that number?
Yeah, that's so just the salary.
Two questions. First one would be, being that it's overspent, am I looking at that wrong, that it can't be overspent if it's a salary?
No, it can be overspent, sure.
How do you do that?
If you did something extra, you worked.
Salary is salary.
I don't know if she's, if they do anything out, it's.
So it might be something like.
Extra hours,
or overtime, or something.
Because
like
she
that.
Goes to all these meetings.
She doesn't.
You don't get that.
She takes time off of her work when she does
it's
that.
It's comp usually.
Well, that's my first question.
Okay. All right.
That's a
2%
increase.
That's my second question.
That was.
And it's 11.2.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at the school. Well, the principal. Remember?
Yeah, we got them down to 3%.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't get anybody down to anything because the public hasn't voted. Yeah,
correct.
We didn't get anybody down to anything. Okay, why was it overspent? And you want to know why?
And then the second question
why the increase?
Is there is an 11.2% salary increase for this year's budget
for the town administrator.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess one question would be: is I don't know what the pay scale is or the.
They have a matrix, but I don't know if she's in the matrix.
She's not.
She's not in the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't know what the structure of, is there a review, every 3 years a review, or every year is there a review? What's the structure for salary increases, I guess, would be my question then.
But that's different from...
He's got two different questions, I think.
That's different from my first question. Because it's an 11% increase. I don't know if it's a review every 3 years with a sizable increase at that point, or if it's every year. I mean,
she hasn't been here for 3 years.
That's a good
That's a
good raise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want that to be two questions? Or you want to just put it all in one question?
I guess you could just say,
she'll be here. She can explain.
All right.
Next, she won't be here.
That's
tonight,
all I got.
She'll
okay.
Be here.
Any other questions? Anybody? Yeah, anyone?
I have a question.
Okay.
If we're comparing when we were talking back to the assistant principal and the administrative assistant that they share, they're asking for her to be paid $73,000 a year because it's competitive, but none of the people that work in the town office, their administrative assistants, they're in the $45,000 to $50,000 a year. That's $23,000 more a year. How are these people that are working for the town... That's not competitive. I guess my question is, how do they determine what's competitive, and are they threatening to leave if they don't get a raise?
Well, okay, remember they were telling us, explain to us about how they compared with the school districts.
Well, they don't. They don't compare.
That's a 50% salary increase over a town administrator.
Well, wait. But she's talking about the school.
Yeah, well, I am, apples and oranges. But I'm sort of kind of saying that, you know, their argument for that salary increase is because they need to be competitive and they want to keep her.
Okay.
Like, but we've got 3 or 4 different administrative assistants that work for the town, and they've got to be comparable jobs.
That's always been my...
And their salaries are almost $20,000 less.
That's always been my...
And they don't seem to be squawking that they're not competitive.
Until they hear your question.
Okay, so what do you want me to have?
No, they won't. They won't.
So what's your question?
Why the difference between the two?
Yeah, but who do I ask that to? Who answers that? I mean, I already know what their answer is.
Their answer is this is what they're paying the school, and this is what they're paying.
I'd like to actually see the comps.
That's what I said, because you can't take looks at.
Because
you can't.
That has to
be comparable.
Yeah.
I'd like to see comparable salaries for that position.
Are you not signed into Zoom?
That's correct. We're not signed into Zoom.
Not tonight.
Somebody canceled our Zoom.
Meeting at 7 o'clock.
I realize that, and our meeting runs till 6:45. But somebody canceled our Zoom, so we're not able to use it.
So see if yours is canceled.
That's my question. Okay. I'd really like to actually see the comps. This is for the school. Not have them just telling me that they're looking at the comps, because that's an awful lot of money.
I know. It's the same with the police. We can't get police.
$73,000.
Now you want the comps though for the school administrator. Okay.
Yes. I mean, I think that it's not apples to apples, in my opinion.
Okay. Any more questions?
Yes. Who has the job description for grants? Monitoring grants and applying for grants. Who owns that job in town?
There's not one person that owns it. Different people apply for different grants. How do we know we're not missing grants? We don't know that.
Why do we not have a person that is monitoring grants?
Wasn't that sort of one of the reasons why we hired the administrative assistant, and we were having somebody as a town administrator to sort of fill that that gap, because there was
that might be a good question.
How do you want me to word that one?
Who oversees?
Well, who's responsible for?
Who's responsible for grants? Monitoring what's out there and applying for grants.
I would presume she's the town administrator that she has umbrella responsibility for all of those things.
And how many grants did we get in 2024?
I think we already asked that question.
We did?
No, we asked that for the school.
Oh, that was for the school.
Yeah, I didn't ask
that. That's right, we asked that for the school.
And that explanation went right over my head.
As was intended, I'm sorry.
I think so.
That's a part that's frustrating.
Well, they were successful then.
Yes, well.
They went aside in Portuguese and like that.
So Lynn, if...
Wait. Let me finish. My brain only can do one thing, and some days not
doing
even
that.
Not
doing better now.
How many did the town get? Somebody needs to own that.
It's usually the fire department, and there's a guy who does it.
For just him, though.
I haven't known for the town.
There's
got to
be stuff in town.
Okay.
Many, I don't know.
All right.
And could we invite the department heads to come talk to us if... Because Andrea can't possibly know all the questions to every department.
They're always invited. We can invite them.
Can we strongly encourage them?
Remember back in the day, well, none of you do. Well, you, Sue, Mike. We always had the department heads at the meetings when we talked about our budget. But we haven't done that for a long time.
I'd love to do that again. I think that's valuable.
Maybe next year we can ask, specifically one meeting, and we really try and have all the questions. I know last time we were talking about that.
Yeah.
It's hard to have all your questions in one meeting, but one meeting, hey, we're going to really bundle the questions to this and have them in the audience.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Plus, you're not waiting a month to get the response. Real time is perfect.
And that's no knock to Andrea, but not one person can't speak to every detail in a budget.
I know Mike will be here on the 22nd.
Mike?
Yeah. I told Dean not to bother tonight.
Right. Okay, we have 14 questions. I'm going to send most of them to Andrea and one to the school.
I have another question for you. Notice the time and we're almost
I
done.
I see. Well,
nailed it.
We got 1 minute.
Oh, what other question could I come up with?
I was just going to say.
Come on, guys, we have another minute to go. All right, well, thank you, and I'll do those minutes and...
Yeah.